With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Looks like the Republicans have done it. The GOP has apparently held on to control of the House. That's in addition to taking the majority in the U.S. Senate. So it's going to be a Republican-led Congress and a Republican president in the Oval Office once Donald Trump takes over. The House and Senate back in Washington today. It's the start of the lame duck session.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson will assemble his leadership team early today on the Capitol steps for a sort of victory lap. And in the Senate, where Republicans seized power from Democrats last Tuesday, three GOP senators are vying to become the new Republican leader to replace outgoing leader Mitch McConnell. Meanwhile, Democratic Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington State is promising that she and other progressives in Congress will provide an effective check on Trump's White House, but she acknowledges that Trump will have, quote, many fewer restrictions, end quote. Donna Water, Washington.
And Mr. Trump reportedly set to tap South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for the post of Homeland Security Secretary. Also reports the president-elect has chosen Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State, and Stephen Miller will serve as Mr. Trump's deputy chief of staff. Although President-elect Trump won Arizona, a Democrat, Ruben Gallegos, defeated Trump-endorsed Republican Kerry Lake in the U.S. Senate race in Arizona. Also at SRNNews.com, the Ventura County, California wildfire, that's the mountain fire, has destroyed more than 190 structures, said to be just over 40% contained at this point. In the east, the wildfire along the New York-New Jersey border is roughly 20% contained. Some light rain did slow the fire's progress, although it is still raging. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 30 points, NASDAQ futures off 25. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers need cash.
While the victory of President Trump cheered the pro-life community, the election cycle itself illustrated a big problem. The pro-abortion side has a lot more money to spend. With billionaires such as Bill Gates and George Soros funding pro-abortion candidates and campaigns, pro-life groups found themselves being outspent 5, 10, or 15 times to 1, especially in states where voters had to consider abortion referendums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering whether a law that legislators adopted more than a decade before the Civil War actually bans abortion and can still be enforced. Attorneys representing Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and Republican Prosecutor Joel Ermansky are on opposite sides of the case. Call filed a lawsuit challenging the ban in 2022, arguing it was too old to enforce and that it was superseded by a 1985 state law. This is SRN News. In Maryland, it's a posthumous promotion for a legendary freedom fighter.
Abolitionist Harriet Tubman, who was the first woman to oversee an American military action during a time of war, has been posthumously awarded the rank of general. Dozens gathered on Veterans Day at the Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad State Park in Maryland for a formal ceremony making Tubman a one-star brigadier general in the state's National Guard. Tubman escaped slavery in 1849 and settled in Philadelphia. She established the Underground Railroad Network and led other enslaved black women and men to freedom. She then channeled those experiences as a scout, spy, and nurse for the Union Army during the Civil War. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Wall Street may be set to give back some of its recent post-election gains, with the stock futures of the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all in the red so far this morning. More details at SRNNews.com.